These determinations are not made by us. These determinations are made by the content of the Maimed. So we're learning a very short Maimed, actually, right? It's 4 pages and a little bit. And we're doing it in 2 classes because the toichen of the Maimed, the content of the Maimed, warrants and demands that there should be 2 separate classes. So what happened yesterday and what's going to happen today? In a sentence, what happened yesterday was we chazer the maimer of the Rebbe Rashab. This is based on a maimer from the Rebbe Rashab, and the Rebbe chazer the maimer. What's going to happen today? The Rebbe is going to challenge the maimer of the Rebbe Rashab and add something to it. Okay, so let's go. What did we learn yesterday? Yesterday we learned that there's 2 inyanim beklolos. There's something called sheker hachein, and then there's something called matzasi chein and matzasa chein. Matzasi means that Moshe Rabbeinu asks the Eibishter to be Nesei Chayim, and Matzasi means that the Eibishter says to Moshe Rabbeinu, yeah, I like you. So what's the difference? When is Chayim Sheker HaChayim, and when is Chayim a favorable thing? So the answer is, when a person has Chayim and no Avoida, it's Sheker HaChayim. But when a person has Chayim, which is higher than Avoida, which the Maimer B'Kol is called Matana, then it's a Gevaldik Kazach. So in terms of history, the Rebbe told us that it says in Medrash that Sheker HaChein is a Deirei Shel Meisha. The generation of Meisha Rabbeinu was called Sheker HaChein. So the Rebbe says, if the generation of Meisha Rabbeinu is Sheker HaChein, why does Meisha Rabbeinu say Matzasi Chein, Matzasa Chein? So the Rebbe answers it. The Rebbe Rashab answers, and the truth is I didn't look it up. It's in page Reish Yud Beis in Sefer HaMemorim Tav Reish Ayin Ches, that until Matan Teiru with Sheker HaChein. Until Matan Teiru with Sheker HaChein. Because we're getting for free. After Matan Teiru, we earned it, and it became Matzah Si Chein and Matzah So Chein. Then the Rebbe went on, and he said that in Chein itself, there's Kama Madreges. How does he develop these Madreges? He says, one of the symptoms of Metzias Chein is Metzias Ponim. When you find somebody so likable that you give them the maile, which is called metzias chein, then they have something called nesias ponim. Nesias ponim means you see them and nobody else. They reach a madrege where there's nobody else. So the maimer told us that there's 2 madreges in nesias chein. The first madrege is v'niflinu. And v'niflinu means that the Yidden have a matana from the Eibishter, that the Eibishter sees them and doesn't see anybody else. The second madrege is even higher than that, and the second madrege is called Giloy of Pnimius Shebe Pnimius. You both heard yesterday, right? When you Megala Pnimius Shebe Pnimius, you only see a Yid, the Eibishter only sees a Yid. That's not the Pshat, the Eibishter only sees a Yid and doesn't see a Goy, there is no Goy. Because the madrege of Pnimius Shebe Pnimius is Yisrael v'kutubrihu kol achad. And then the Rebbe added a third thing just to leave us a bit confused. Ad latzmusim husa yizbar. Okay? How long did that take? This took 3 minutes and 43 seconds. This is yesterday's class. I summarized yesterday's class. This is a mind from the Rebbe Rashab. Mind from the Rebbe Rashab is probably 8 pages or 9 pages, and the Rebbe made it into 2 pages. Very, very concise. Now the Rebbe says, okay, here comes Rebbe. What we're going to learn from now on doesn't say in the mind of the Rebbe. Nishma Satan, this is the Rebbe's inyan. Because we have a problem. Or we have a situation. The situation is that Moshe Rabbeinu's daughter starts out as Sheker HaChein and culminates as Matzasi Chein and Matzasa Chein. In the beginning, the Chein that the Eibishter feels for the Jewish people is called Sheker, because the Yidden don't deserve it. And in the end, the Chein is Metzias Chein, because the Jewish people do deserve it. This is how the Maimon works. So let's read it inside. V'hinei. Hagam shen izbaye le'el shesh kame darges b'chein. We discussed, page 160, number 4 in the text, the first full paragraph, that there's a various levels of Chein. Mikomo kom yesh le'mar, we could say, we should say, Shadarga ati tachtena shabachein, the very lowest level of chayin, which is called sheker achayin. And why is it called sheker achayin? Because we don't deserve it at all. Kshura im hadarga hachi elyein shabachein. It's connected to the very highest level of chayin. And if I may throw words in, and maybe even higher than that.
Now, this idea that I just read, this one line, we will revisit later. Because it seems to me that the Rebbe is saying here a number of chidushim, and this one line is maybe the greatest chidush of all, and we're going to leave it for later. But in the meantime, let's go to the hemshich of this shtickel, where you have other chidushim, and we'll get back to these two lines much later on in the class.
Okay, let's go to number five. You're sitting here watching me meditate, right? What am I thinking? I'll tell you what I'm thinking later, okay? What I want to do now is first I'm going to learn the maimer with you, Bepashtus, and then I'm going to go back and tell you something that doesn't say in the maimer, but I think the Rebbe means it in the maimer, okay? So let's go to number five. Okay, what did the Rebbe just do? The Rebbe just said that we know that there's many levels in chayin, and basically there's two levels in chayin. The first level of chayin is called sheker chayin, and the second level of chayin is called matzav chayin, you deserve it. What's the difference? Sheker chayin means chayin that you have without any avoidah. Matzav chayin, and matzasi chayin is chayin which you have after avoidah, which is called matana, which is even higher than avoidah. Those are the two points. So go to number five. Ubiyir ho'inyin baveda sa'od. I want to explain to you how there's a relationship between the lowest madrega of chayin and the highest madrega of chayin. Yuva behegda mashakosa b'may mesham. We have to go back to what we said yesterday. The mashamru sheker achayin is a day mesham. The medrash says, and the Rebbe Rashab explains, that in Moshe Rabbeinu's generation alone, they started out in the madrega of sheker achayin, but they ended up in the madrega of matzos achayin and matzosich. Says Rebbe Yeshleima Shazel Ad Matan Teira. The Rebbe Rashab says, till Matan Teira was Sheker Achein, after Matan Teira was Matzasich. Says the Rebbe Lachayda Zeo Dove Pella. I don't understand. Leima to say that Deire Shalmation, which is Sheker Achein, is before they got the Teira. Says Rebbe, I want to ask you a Poshet Akasha. What is Deire Shalmation? What's Meshe Rabbeinu's generation? What's Meshe Rabbeinu's generation? Meshe Rabbeinu was in Midian. What's the story? Meisha was 80 years old, they get him out of Mitzrayim, right? Those 80 years, he was gone. He wasn't around. Midian and Aden suffered with the Jewish people. Meisha comes out of the desert and he becomes the Redeemer. What is Deirei Shel Meisha? When he was in Midian? No. What is Deirei Shel Meisha? The year of the 10 Makis? The 1 year when he was fighting with Padei? Hard to say. What is Deirei Shel Meisha? The 2 months between Yetzias Mitzrayim, Mat and Teir? It's also hard to say. Deirei Shel Meisha is the 40 years in the Midbar. Says the Rebbe, Lachayda Zeodava Pella, Leima the Deirei Shel Meisha. You're identifying something as the generation of Moshe, and it's Loi Koi Al Arboim Shneis of Achreines Shabam Lima Teidu Vacholu. Doesn't refer to the 40 years when he was at Rebbe. For the first 80 years of Moshe Rabbeinu's life, he's a recluse. He's by himself. He becomes a Rebbe for the last 40 years. The Medrash says, Sheker Hachein Zed Deirei Shel Meisha, and we say, you know what this means? It means before Moshe became a Rebbe. It doesn't make any sense. In other words, the Rebbe Rashab has a problem. What's the Rebbe Rashab's problem? The Rebbe Rashab's problem is it is a stira between a pasuk and Chumash and a Medrash. The pasuk in Chumash says, Moshe Rabbeinu asks the Eibishter, Matzasi Chayin Beinecha, over and over again. And the Eibishter finally answers him, Matzasi Chayin Beinecha, I like you. How do you reconcile these tzukim, which was Mamish Techitas of Wednesday and Tuesday of this week, with the Medrash that says Sheker Achein Zadei Reshol Meisha? So the Rebbe Rashab answers the question by saying that Sheker Achein means before Meisha Rabbeinu gave us the Torah. So the Rebbe says, I have a problem with that. It's very difficult to say that before the Eibishter gave Meisha Rabbeinu the Torah, this is Dei Reshol Meisha, because Meisha wasn't even around. So the Rebbe gives a fantastic answer. Ach Inyanu, page 160, three lines from the bottom of the page. The tenet is like this, and this is a idiom. Says the Rebbe, the yesh bechinas ad matan teira. There is a notion of before matan teira, gam achrei matan teira, also after matan teira. In other words, Rabbeisai, we have in the generation of Meisha Rabbeinu two things: sheker achein, and then matzosi and matzosach. We assumed yesterday that they are successive. one after the other. First there is Sheker Achein, and then there is Matzosi and Matzosachein. Says the Rebbe, no. The Sheker Achein and the Matzosi Chein and the Matzosachein are not successive, they're concurrent, they're at the same time. After the Eibishter gave Yidden the Torah, during the 40 years Yidden are in the Midbar, there's two Madregas. There's a Madrego called Sheker Achein, there's a Madrego called Matzosi and Matzosachein at the same time. What's the difference? Sheker Achein means Lifnei Matan Torah. Matzasi and Matzasachein means Achrei Matan. Let the Rebbe talk. Dehine. It's possible that a Yid should serve the Eibishter. Yochel Lilmid Torah, L'Kayim Mitzvahs. Could learn Torah and do Mitzvahs. Ubetachas HaShleimus, the highest Shleimus. In other words, at Har Sinai we got the Torah from the Eibishter. And that what that means, we got the Torah from the Eibishter, is involved. Let's just use two expressions. Number one, Eireh is Bekelim. Matan Torah brings light into vessels. Number two, Dira B'tachteinu, bring the Eibishter into this world. Or in other words, for learning Torah for the sake of doing mitzvahs, mikomakim, it's possible you should have the Torah, and it's after Matan Torah, and you're in a madrega of Sheker Achein. It's possible that an individual person should lack hachidish the Matan Torah. What actually happened at Matan Torah? Ki etzlei, because you could be serving the Eibishter, learning Torah, doing mitzvahs, eres bekelim. And it's your psyche, your neshama, your way of thinking, heaven is heaven and earth is earth. You don't see in this person's Yiddishkeit the life that the neshama gets, and there's words missing in the text, and the words that you have to add is you don't see how this neshama is getting life from asiyah. So sheker from action, from doing mitzvahs, action and behaviorally. In other words, sheker achein is not an earlier time, and matzos achein is not a later time. It's two levels of aveda after the Eibishter gave us. The Eibishter gave us the Torah. So now we have a whole new Yiddishkeit. And on a practical level, the whole new Yiddishkeit means everything we learn we have to do in the real physical world. We could do it. We could bring it to the physical world. But there's another aspect. You know what the other aspect is? You have to have a gishmak in asiyah. You have to enjoy action. It's not enough that you learn Torah and you do mitzvahs. You have to learn Torah and do mitzvahs and value the action of the mitzvah above the learning Torah. The Rebbe Tzinchana related. You should know in the book that they gave out now, early years, I don't know why they took this out, that the Rebbe in 1921, 22 got typhus, the typhoid fever, because he was helping people who had typhus at the time. And the Rebbe himself became infected. And that's what they say, the Rebbe lost his hair at that point. And the Rebbe Tzinchana related that there was a couple of weeks where the Rebbe Kvayocha was in a state of delirium. He was speaking what looked like incoherence. But when you would lean over and listen to what he was saying, the Rebbe was speaking chassidus. This they wrote in the book, early years. But I believe that the Rebbetzin said that specifically, what was the Rebbe muttering? The Rebbe was muttering the milus of the elimis halyanim, how lofty the higher worlds are, and niach hakadosh baruch hu, the Eibishter puts aside all the higher worlds for a year to do a mitzvah in the ilm hazagash. So the Rebbe says you could be after Matan Torah, you could be learning Torah and doing mitzvahs, and in your head you're still alienim and tachteinim. The most important thing is my brain. The most important thing is my understanding and my feeling. I gotta do mitzvahs also, which means you're after Matan Torah, but you're living a pre-Matan Torah psychology. You're living a pre-Matan Torah brain. So the pasuk sheker achei. The Eibishter gave you a matana. The matana is an asiyas ponim, that the Eibishter has a relationship with Yidden that's different than the relationship the Eibishter has with anybody else. And in this there are several levels. The highest level of this is that there's nobody else but a Yid. So the Eibishter gave you these matanas, and you're still living in a mindset that what's meaningful is ruchnius and connection to the Eibishter mentally and emotionally. And the kiyam mitzvah maisa davar tafel, you're in a state of pre-matan Torah. So even though the Eibishter gave you this matana, the matana is in a state of sheker. Sheker achei, that's the pshat. So the Rebbe is saying you don't have to say that the sheker achei is a day de shomesh, is an earlier time, and the matzasi and matzasachei is a later time. Think about Jews. Jews were very spiritual. They were day to day in the Shamas of Atzilus. They didn't want to go to Eretz Yisrael. They didn't look at the Teda in Shlach. They were Elam HaMachshava. If a Yid lives in the Midbar, learns Teda and does mitzvahs, but doesn't value the Maisa HaMitzvah over the Limud HaTeda, because this is the Ratzon of the Eibishter's Chain, which the Eibishter gave him, is Sheket. He's not using it. Right? And the Rebbe says in the bracket that this is what's going to be when Mashiach comes. There's a lot of details over here, which I'm going to skip. When Mashiach comes, it's going to be V'nigla kvei davaya v'ro kol basa yachta. And the way I understand these words, V'nigla kvei davaya v'ro kol basa yachta, you know what this means? This is the sheet of Rav Tachlin. I don't know if you know the Gemara. You know the Gemara, you just don't know what the Gemara is about. There's a machlekes in Rav Akiva and Rav Tachlin. What's the machlekes? Rav Tachlin says, Maise Godel. The most important thing is action. Rav Akiva says, Talmud Godel. That learning is the most important. So the Gemara says, Nimnu v'gomru, they count it in the Bes Medrash, and they paskin Godel Limud. Learning is greater than Maise. Why? Shemevi didi Maise. So that they pass like Rav Akiva or like Rav Tachlin? Who are they passing like? So Chassidus says they passing like Rav Tachlin. But in today's world, the only way to get to Rav Tachlin is Godel Limud. So if you hold like Rabbi Akiva, Godel Limud, and the Mevile de Maisa is missing, you're serving the Eibishter after Matan Teda in the pre-Matan Teda way. So it says in my money Chassidus that after Mashiach comes, the halacha is going to be Maisa Godel. Now it's Godel Talmud Shem Mevi the day Maisa. The only way to come to value the Asiyah is through learning Teda. When Mashiach comes and begin Lekus, you'll see the Maila of Asiyah. So this is what the Rebbe is saying. La Asad Lavei, there's going to be a Giloy of Lekus. Where is the Lekus going to be? In the Dover Gashmi. So then you'll see the most important thing is action. And the Rebbe says five lines, six lines on the top of the page. When the Eibishter gave us the Teda, He opened up our eyes and we saw physically that the most important thing is Asiyah, Bittul HaGzeira. V'gam lifnei zeh b'kriyas yamsuf. By kriyas yamsuf, this also happened in a lesser way, in a microcosmic way, in a temporary way. That when the Yidden pointed and they said, zeh keli v'anveyu, they saw, what do they see? They saw lakus. But what kind of a lakus do they see? They saw lakus of a Bittul HaGzeira, where the most important thing is action. And the Rebbe is ma'irich in this, and I'm not going to read this inside. Says the Rebbe, you could be holding after Matan Teda, learning Teda, and doing mitzvahs, and you're in a madrega of Sheker Achein. If you don't reach the madrega, where you appreciate that the Chein and the Nesias Ponim of the Eibishter is in the Maisa HaMitzvah, because the Maisa HaMitzvah reaches Gashmi Atmos, so the Chein that the Eibishter gives you is Sheker. You don't earn it. You didn't deserve it. Now go to the end of the bracket, which is about 10 lines from the top of page 161. This explains why every single day we say again a bracha on the Teda. L'cheira, a bracha on the Teda, you should say once in your life. You start learning Teda when you're born, you learn Teda for the duration of your life. Every day you're saying again Birchas HaTeda. Baruch Atah Hashem Neisen HaTeda. And by the way, you know Hebrew, what's that? Neisen HaTeda? He's giving. Not he gave, not Nosan, Neisen. He's giving the Teda. Taitches the Rebbe. Hakam shekvar nitna lono a Teda. Lifnei's man. Rabbi got the Teda a long time ago. V'gabu atzmei kvar birch ha-Teda. Yesterday you said birch ha-Teda. And 2 days ago you said birch ha-Teda. And 3 days ago you said birch ha-Teda. Mikomo kem yesh ne'in shematan Teda b'chol yeim. Every day you get the Teda again. Okay? And you get up in the morning, you become a new person, and you say birch ha-Teda. And the Rebbe brings in the bracket, ha-shtikl nigle. If it's a davar ha-mata, it's a davar ha-mesef. Eight lines from the end of the paragraph. This is something a Jew has to do. Kol yemei chayav, every day of his life. V'chein tzadach linei kol yemei chayav. You have to do this every day of your life. Adriga ha'achan alei adam is the last minute of your life. Why? What are you saying? Maybe you gave me Teda yesterday. Why are you saying Teda again? Says Rebbe, I'll tell you why I say Teda again. Because a Yid has a struggle. This is a very chassidish in the head. A Yid has a struggle. You know what the struggle of a Yid is? Is the chain the Eibishter gave you. Sheker achein or matasi chein. What's the determination? Do you see the maile in mitzvahs maisi, yes or not? Do you see the maile of the Bittul HaGzeira and the Eidus Bekelim and the Dira B'tachtonim and the Hamaisa who Iker or no? If you don't see it, the chain that the Eibishter gave you is called Sheker today. So every day when you're getting the Torah, you're getting a koyach again. For this idea to appreciate l'acharei matan teda, Bittul HaGzeira, so you shouldn't be in a madrega of sheker achein, but you should be in a madrega of matzos achein beina. Says the Rebbe, and we say move on to the Fnei Bechinas Matan Teira Shabachol Yim. If every day we're getting Teira again, so each day before you get that Teira, they call all the Mubamatsav Shal Ad Matan Teira, Shal Zeh Amre Shekhar Achein. Every single day, until you accept the Teira, and learn the Teira, and do mitzvahs in a way where you value the Maisa HaMitzvah above the Lima Dat Teira because of the Bittel HaGzeira, on that day, on that level, you're holding the Madrega of Shekhar Achein. So B'meile says the Rebbe, the Sheker HaChein is not in the past. The Sheker HaChein is in the present and in the future. Every day a Yid has a new test. Do I write it? To use avoid a language is called Yiras Shemayim. Yiras Shemayim being particular about Kiyum HaMitzvahs. How come we're so frum about the details? And you all know the story. I've told it to you so many times. This Yid came to the Rebbe in a Yechidus and he was there reluctantly. He was only there for his wife and he was very angry at frum people and a religion. But the Rebbe made him ask a question. The Maskidus made him ask a question. So he wrote, if God is so great, why does he care about the details? So the Rebbe answered, the details are for you. The details are for us. The details create a connection with us and the Eibishter. The details bring the Eibishter into this world. And if a person has an appreciation for the details, he gets Matan Teira. If a person has an appreciation for the spirituality, the spiritual aspects of Judaism, but doesn't appreciate the details, that's called he's living after Matan Teira, pre-Matan Teira, and that's a matzav of Sheker Achim, which is fantastic, right? Says the Rebbe Mikomokim. Let's go back to the first point. Having said what we just said, and what we just said is what? That Sheker Achim is a daily struggle in the life of a Yid, and Matasi Chayin is a daily reward in the life of a Yid. Harein is Bayalil. I mentioned before, and so far it was only a mention, that shegam bedarga achi tachteina shabinyan achein. That when a yid's at the whole, lowest level of chein, what's the lowest level of chein? The Eibishter gives us a grace that we don't deserve at all. We call it sheker. Nimsheches hadarga achi elyein. The highest level of chein exists. Ad lebechina achi now to the very highest level. Shalea kosu beposach erish. Shebeshia tilpaz and put him cotton. The inyan of matzasa chein. Okay, and then move into the law to put him cotton. I'm not going to read the rest of this paragraph. The Rebbe says, I just told you that Sheker Achein means undeserved. And the Avodah has to be Matzas Achein, deserved Achein, and there's a lot of levels in it. And this is an ongoing thing. But I also want to say that you should know that in the lowest level of Achein, you also have the highest Madrega of Achein. In the lowest level of Achein, you have the highest Madrega of Achein. What does this mean? What does this mean? What does it mean that a Yid is holding a madrega of Sheker Achein? His chein is empty, undeserved, because he's religious. But he doesn't appreciate what the Rebbe calls the Bittel HaGzeira, what happened when the Eibishter gave us the Teira. How can you associate Sheker Achein with the highest madrega of chein? So, go back to number 4. In other words, to the previous page, page 160. Okay? And what I'm going to do is read with you. Okay? In other words, I'm not explaining anything. I'm reading and I'm translating. Okay? But before I read and translate, I want to repeat what we said so far today. Okay? Yesterday we learned a maimer from the Rebbe Rashab. Today we're learning the Rebbe's commentary on the maimer of the Rebbe Rashab. And I suppose the first comment that the Rebbe makes is that Sheker Achein is not in the past, Sheker Achein is in the present. Number 2, you should know that in the Madrega of Sheker Achein, the lowest level of a Yid's Avodah, there is the highest Madrega of Matzas Achein. The question is how. So again, I'm not explaining, we're reading and translating, and then we'll explain. Three lines into the middle paragraph on page 160. To explain the relationship between a Yid who's on the lowest level, which is called Sheker Achein, he doesn't deserve his favoritism that the Eibishter shows him, with the highest Madrega of Matzas Achein, we deserve it completely. I'll preface two examples. Example number 1, Shekola Dargis Shebeyira Kshura Zubazu. We know from Chassidus, all levels of fear are connected. It's a fantastic idea that you have in Chassidus, and it's sort of said in Tanya. What's the basic difference between Ahava and Yira? What's the basic difference between love of God and fear of God? I apologize. The answer is that Ahava's base, the foundation of Ahava is called Yesh. Yesh Misha Oyev. As the psychologists love to say, you can't love somebody else if you don't love yourself. At the core of Ahava is self. At the core of Yira is Bittul. The idea of Yira, doing something for fear of God, at the base of that is that I'm putting myself aside and letting God be first. That's why Yira is a Jewish midah more than Ahava. A goy could have Ahava. Yira, the idea of Bittul, of putting God before me, is an Eshama Inyan. So it says in Hasidus about Yira, much more than Ahava, that since at the base, at the heart, at the very epicenter of Yira is Bittul, putting God before me is the opposite of Yeshus, all levels of fear are connected. Hainu. Af sheyesh. There's so many different types of fear. Yira sarememus, Yira beishes, bechinat kutesh ayud, Yira sa'oinesh, which is adaga chitachtenes, you have a fear which is awed by the presence of Hashem. There's a fear of shame in the presence of the Eibishter. And then there's Pashat, afraid of getting flogged, whipped. You can't compare this fear of Hashem to this fear of Hashem. Mikomo kim kivan shekulam dekrois b'shem Yira. Whereas they're all called by the name Yira. And again, as Chassidus explains it, this is unique to Yira because of the Inyan Habitl. Harehen kshurei zubazul. Whether you're not doing an Aveda because you're afraid of being punished, or you're not doing Aveda because you feel like Hashem is watching you, at a certain deep level of the Neshama, it's the very, very same thing. Underneath it all, there is this basic Bittul, which makes all Yiras connected. Even if you're not doing an Aveda because you're afraid of being punished, you're at the same time connected to the very highest level of fear. And the explanation that I gave you is because at the base of it there is Bittul. So somehow this is going to help us understand the connection between the lowest Madrega of Chayin and the highest Madrega of Chayin. No explanation is forthcoming. Next example. Just like in Yira specifically, whatever Yira you're doing, the lowest Yira, the highest Yira, at the base, they're the same. The same is true in Yiddishkeit, in Torah. What is Torah? Torah is Hashem lefonav. Torah is Hashem's pleasure, Hashem's toy. Torah is one with Atzmus Amos. Chochma seyur etzein eshal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's the wisdom and will of God. Umisham yarda lamata, the Torah comes down into this world. Vikan lamata, and in this world itself, there's a lot of levels of learning Torah. What's the lowest level of learning Torah? Limud HaHalachis. To learn Torah, not to understand it and not to enjoy it, but to know what to do. The law. Belishum tam vasbara, no explanation. Achalochis psuk is fixed laws. Miskashim mabachina chinayla shabateda. The highest level of Torah is ain't safe. The lowest level of Torah is a dry book of rules. Do this and don't do this and don't do this. It says that all levels of Torah are connected. Just like all levels of Yira are connected, all levels of Torah are connected. Va'ad she'inyin ze nimshach gam b'mais. It translates into action. Shebo al yedei limud ha-Torah, which happens through learning Torah. And here the Rebbe brings the Gemara that I mentioned before. Kemay mer gadol limud shemevi ledei ma'ase. The end of learning is not only learning what to do, it's doing it. Correct? So the highest level of Torah, the Torah is one with the Eibishter. The lowest level of Torah is after I learned what to do, I do it actually. That's the culmination of the Torah. Va'ad lemaise she'en bei shum kavana, including doing it without any kavana, like it says in Likutei Torah, ilun istavin lachtevet. So here's a second example. Let's talk. What's the first example? All Yiras are connected. The lowest Yira and the highest Yira are connected. And I explain to you, and I hope I'm not making a mistake, because at the base of Yira is Bittul. That is, all levels of Torah are connected. Because at the base of Torah is the Eibishter. And the Eibishter gave us the Torah, so whether you're learning Torah on the most exotic levels, or you're doing your mitzvah on a practical level, it's the same Torah. Says the Rebbe, al derech zeh yesh leim b'minyan achein. The same is true in Chayin. What is Chayin? The grace that the Eibishter finds in us. The fact that the Eibishter favors us. Remember, when there is Messias Chayin, there is Messias Ponim. Because Hashem likes us in a unique way, He sees only us. So on the lowest level, Messias Chayin is Sheker. On the highest level, Messias Chayin is a Gilui of Pnimius, Sheba Pnimius, Adlatz Musim Husi is Barach, like we learned yesterday. They're all connected. The very lowest level of Chayin, the highest level of Chayin. There is no explanation here. There's a statement of facts that all Chayins are cousins, just like all Yidas are cousins and all Tedas are cousins. All Chayins are cousins. We know this. In Lubavitch, the Chayins are cousins. The Chayins and the Lames are cousins. Everybody knows that. Yeah. What's the Rebbe saying? I don't know. So I'm going to tell you two ideas.
Okay, a simpler idea,
and then an idea which I'm completely inventing. It's not written in the Maamar at all, but I really think this is what the Rebbe is trying to say. I want to remind you. This is the Rebbe said a Maamar, Shabbos Pashas Kisiso Yudzayin Ad Av Tovshin Mamalef. The first half of the Maamar is simply, if you could say such words, a summary of a Maamar of the Rebbe Rashab. The second half of the Maamar is the Rebbe's own expansion of that. So I think that the Rebbe is hinting to two concepts. The first concept is simply this. When is a Yid serving Hashem on a level of Sheker Achein? When is my Yiddishkeit false? If I learn Torah, maybe I'm a big Chochem, I know a lot of Torah. Maybe I enjoy it. Maybe I get pleasure from it. And I also do mitzvahs. But I don't cherish a mitzvah. I don't see the value of a mitzvah in itself. God said, I'll do it. My gishmak is in Torah. That means I'm still living pre-Bitl Agzeid. I don't see the mile of mitzvah. My sister says, go check it out.
Correct?
Another Yid is in a much higher level than me. Matzasichein. That he actually sees the advantage of a mitzvah. My sister. After Mashiach comes, the most precious thing is going to be an action. He sees the mile of lehamed reshikin el ha-mais. So by him, it's not shakerachein, it's matzasachein and matzasichein. But there's another aspect. What's the other aspect? Whether you do a mitzvah and appreciate how the mitzvah is more important than the Torah, or you do a mitzvah and don't appreciate at all the value of the mitzvah. If you did the mitzvah, there is mitzias chayim. Just like a Yid who doesn't do an Aveira because he's afraid of being punished. Afraid of being punished is considered selfish. I don't want to get hurt. That we say the pnimius of that Yidah is a sense of Hashem and a bittul to Hashem, which is why he does what the Eibishter wants. So in his Yiras Ha'oinesh bepnimius there is this bittul. Says that ever the same is true. A Yid learns Torah. There's the highest level of learning Torah. What's the lowest level of Torah? The lowest level of Torah is doing a mitzvah. You're doing a mitzvah and you don't appreciate the mitzvah. You don't know how the mitzvah is more important than the Torah that came before it because of Bitel HaGzeira and Eidus Bekelim and Didi B'Tachteinim and Le'amed Shekel HaMais. You don't get that. But you did it. You did it actually. If you did it actually, says the Rebbe, your chain may be Sheker, but B'Pnimi is hidden behind your Sheker HaChein is the highest Madrega of Matzasich. Because you did it. So the Rebbe Rashab presents us with two ideas. A Yid serves Hashem on a level of Sheker Achein. His Yiddishkeit, Hashem likes him, he doesn't deserve that love. Another Yid serves Hashem and Matzas Yechein, he deserves the Eivishter's love. So on the simplest of levels, they are chronological, they are successive. Before Matan Teda was Sheker Achein, after Matan Teda is Matzas Yechein. Then the Rebbe adds to that, idea number one, chiddush number one, that Sheker Achein of every day. Every day, if a Yid does a mitzvah, but doesn't know that the mitzvah is more important than the Torah, because this is what the Eibishter wants, he's in the Madrega of Sheker Achein, and he has to graduate to Matzasichein, that he should appreciate the mitzvah maisis above all else, which, as the Rebbe told us in the Maamar, is going to happen when Mashiach comes. Says the Rebbe, second idea. The second idea is, if you do the mitzvah, even if you're doing the mitzvah on a level of Sheker Achein, that Sheker Achein is connected even to the highest Madrega of Chein. Why is your Sheker Achein connected to the highest Madrega of Chein? Simple. You did it. Just like the Yid who has Yiras Ha'oinesh, who's not doing an Aveda because he's afraid of being punished, didn't sin. You know, I was thinking this as I was reading it. It says in Chassidus a very interesting thing. If you serve Hashem for an ulterior motivation, ulterior motivations means shaloi lishma. You're doing teda mitzvahs, but you have another reason. Is it considered kedusha or is it considered klipa? So it says like this: when it comes to asei tov, when it comes to doing good things, if I do a mitzvah for the wrong kavanah, it's called the rasha benoig. It comes from the shlechts, from the evil innoig. But if I refrain from doing an aveda for an ulterior reason, like for example, my shviger walked in, it's called tov shebenoig. In Sur Meira, in not doing Avedas, Kavana doesn't matter. In Asei Teiv, Kavana matters. So the Rebbe says, Yira, is Sur Meira, right? I'm afraid of sinning, I don't get hurt. Every level of Yira is connected, the lowest level Yira to the highest. We're talking about Metzias Chayim, that the Eibishter favors and loves a Jew. The Eibishter's favoritism and loving for a Jewish person has to do with Bitl HaGzeira, with the idea of mitzvahs. If you don't get that, so you're in a madrega of Sheker Achein, this is already in Asei Tov, this is in good, says the Rebbe, if you do a mitzvah, and you're doing a mitzvah, but you don't enjoy the mitzvah, to you the more important thing is the ideas and the feelings and the spirituality behind the mitzvah. You're holding a madrega of Sheker Achein, but you did it. If you did it, your Sheker Achein is connected to the highest madrega in Mitzvah. So the Rebbe's contribution to the Rebbe Rashab's Maimis so far is two ideas. Idea number one, that Sheker Achein and Matzos Achein happen every day in our life till Mashiach comes. And idea number two, that if you did the mitzvah, the ma'aseh of a pe'el, it doesn't really matter what level you're holding on, your Sheker Achein is connected to the highest madrega. Now what I just told you, I think, says. So far, everything I said says in the Maimis. But I want to say something more. And this is something what doesn't say in the Maimed. But when I was reading the first line, I thought about this, and I wanna share this with you. Now this, if it's wrong, it's terribly wrong. But if it's right, it's right. And it makes sense that this is the Rebbe's Kavana. Let's talk about this. Okay? You do something and the Eibishter rewards you. You do something and the Eibishter rewards you. You earned it. You do something, the Eibishter rewards you and then gives you a bonus. What we called yesterday a matana. What you earned is legit. You earned it. Yours. The matana you earned indirectly. Yeah. Now, you did nothing. You did nothing. And the Eibishter gave you something. What is that? In the Maimon it's Sheker Achein. But scratch your head and ask yourself a question. If you did nothing, why did he give it to you? Why? Why did he give it to you? Why does he love you if you haven't earned the love, directly or indirectly? What's the teretz? I don't know. He gave it to me. But you have a concept in Chassidus. Kinar Yisrael Vayavein. But you know that concept? Kinar Yisrael, there's a maimer from the Rebbe Rashab, which the Rebbe Rashab said without preparation, which was totally out of character, in Tofresh Damavav Simchas Teda. And 50 years later, in Tofresh Design, 1955-56, the Rebbe Chazad the maimer, Kinar Yisrael Vayavein. Kinar Yisrael Vayavein means a Jew is always a child. A Jew is always a child, and that's why he loves him. Says the Rebbe Nishma Seyden, what is the nature of love for children? It's chemical. It's biological. It's base. It's basic. You don't love children because of anything they do. They're just children. A child. You can't resist a child. Children melt our hearts. Not your child. Anybody's child. You know, I saw this once in a science paper. There is no scientific explanation for baby fat. A baby in utero develops baby fat at the very end of the pregnancy, which is why babies that are born prematurely don't have baby fat. There is no scientific need for baby fat except to create endearment. That's what the scientists say. A baby comes out so nice and chunky, that chunk is just so lovable, so squeezable. In other words, not yourself, what it means is an idea of the Eibishter loving us like children, and the meaning of the Eibishter loving us children is by definition absolutely unconditional. So now let me ask you a question. There is a concept of the Eibishter giving you something you earned. There's the concept of the Eibishter seeing that you graduated, you culminated, you reached the Shleimus, and he gives you more than you deserve, which we call Matana, and in the Maimon it's called Matzah Si Chein, Matzah So Chein. And then there's a level, the Eibishter gives you something for nothing. You tell me which is the highest. You tell me which is the highest. The deserved or the undeserved. So in Gluyim, in psychology, in Avoida, if you got something for free, it's worthless. Chazal say, that the Chazal say we have something Asya the Mogen Bemogen Mogen Asya Dr. Hills for nothing is worthless. Something, the fact of the matter of life is, if a person has something he didn't work for, he wastes it, because you can't value something that you're not in. It's a fact of life. But there's another way to look at it. The idea that there is a Matthias Chain that we don't deserve is an expression of a relationship between the Eibishter and the Yidden, which has nothing to do with what we do. A Metzias Chein that has nothing to do with what we do is lower than what we earned or higher than what we earned. So this is the third idea that I'm sharing. Look at number four in the beginning. Vehine Hagam Shen is Bayel. We explained before. Shesh Kam Adalgis B'Chein. There's a number of levels of Chein. We could say shadarga hi tachtayna shebechein, the lowest level of chayin, kshura im adarga hi alyena shebechein. It's connected to the very highest level of chayin. Listen, the second idea that we learned, that we just finished, said what? That the lowest level of chayin is connected to all the levels of chayin. Here it says something different. At the lowest level of chayin is connected to the highest level of chayin. And dare me say, the lowest level of chayin is even higher than the highest level of chayin. You know what sheker achayin means? The Eibishter loves and you don't deserve it. Is that the best thing or the worst thing? It's the best thing. And I'm proposing this is the third chiddush in the Rebbe's shiur, the Rebbe's addition to the maimer. So I'm going to repeat the first two ideas briefly and then tell you what I just added. Idea number one, that sheker achayin is a daily challenge. That a Jew should value the asiyas ha-mitzvah more than the appreciation and the ruchnis and the kavona. This is his daily bitl ha-gzeira. This is beidin neis na-teira lo-chaneva. And if you're not holding there, it's sheker achayin. If you are holding there, it's matzos ha-chemein. Idea number two, that even though a yid can do a mitzvah and not enjoy it and have no value for it because he loves teira and pnimius and yishmak and ruchnis more, you did the mitzvah, your mitzias chayin, which is sheker, is connected to all the higher madregas. But then there's a third idea. And this third, I think the Rebbe is hinting it in those two lines. That there is a maile in sheker achayin even over the highest madrega of matzas achayin. Why? What does sheker achayin mean? The Eibishter favors you. And yesterday we learned, what's that sheker achayin, the Eibishter favors you? Nisias ponim, he doesn't see anybody but you. You like a person for what they did, you like somebody else for something else. But Metzias Chayin, you see that person as beautiful, as attractive, as, what was the word, as having a certain charisma, a certain magnetism. So there's a Metzias Ponim, you see only them, you don't see anybody else. The lowest level of this is Sheker Achayin, the Eibish that has this favoritism to us, we don't deserve it. So I'm proposing that the Rebbe is saying in the Maimed, this Chayin has a mile even of all the Chayins that you earned. Because it's the Eibish that's Metzias Ponim. It's the Eibish that's favoritism. So here's a very interesting page. How do you make a four-page maim into two shiurim? I never do this. Usually we try to crunch, because there's two maimorim here. Yesterday we learned a maim from the Rebbe Rashab. Today we learned a maim from the Rebbe on the maim of the Rebbe Rashab. And we have three new ideas. Idea number one is that every day, every Jew is challenged by Sheker Achein and Metzias Chein. Idea number two, that on the other hand, no matter how you do a mitzvah, if the bottom line is you did the mitzvah, that Sheker Achein is connected to the highest madrigas of Metzias Chein. And idea number three, that actually Sheker Achein is higher than all the Metzias Chein. The unconditional love that the Eibishter has for Rav, which we don't deserve at all, which is called Sheker, is actually higher than all the Chein that we do deserve. Because it's the Eibishter loving us. Let's finish the maimah. I'll let you go in 2 minutes. Bottom of page 161. Number six. This is connected to the maimah that Rebbe Rashab said in the Rafirik Rebbe said the year of his arrest, Pezayin, the maimah of Mesiris Nefesh. That little children defeat enemies. The very bottom of page 161. This has to be understood. Hari Eilim V'Yenkim Him Ktanim. Mouths of babes. Eilim V'Yenkim means nursing infants, newborns. A Pturim and a Mitzvah. A Potter for Mitzvah. Now you continue on the bottom of 161. You see how the page is cut and pasted? We're starting from the after the cut and the paste. Yeah? Kedi Isa Gam B'Zeya Pasha Sein. V'Eich Ef Shalim. How do you say? Shedafka Al Yadam Yisadet Ta'es. These little children who are not part of a mitzvah, they don't even have an awareness of the doing a mitzvah. They're the fortification. They're the protection of the Jewish people. What's the teretz? This is the teretz. Because the lowest level of chayin. What's the lowest level of chayin? Sheker achayin. You don't deserve it at all. And if you look, I wrote on my margin the mocker, and now you saw my way. What I told you before, I wrote it to you when I was preparing the shiur. Yeshva Hadarga Achi Al Yena Shebechein has the highest level of chayin, and I'm going to add even higher than the highest level of chayin, because any chayin that you deserve, directly or indirectly, is the medida of Agbalah. The Eibishter loving a yid like you love children, which is absolute sheker. There's no justification for it whatsoever. I remember we were bachim in yeshiva, and we had a very geshen shusim was makarvas. A long story. But we had a fabrengen in his house, which is for the ages. It's one of those fabrengens that was literally life changing. 2-3 in the morning when a baby woke up. The baby was 2 months old, 3 months old. So he went out of the room. He picked up the baby and carried the baby to the Fabring and then sat down at the head of the table and picked up this beautiful looking infant and said, "What do you think of this baby?" So, you know how Bochum are. They want to get the right answer. So they have to figure out what you're supposed to say, yeah? So he says, "The baby's beautiful." We all said, "Yeah. Oh, so sweet and so harmless." And he went on and on and on and on, telling us the virtue of the baby. And we nodded our heads like Bochum do. And we were all finished. And you know what this baby is? Eich. It's all about me. It was a great lesson. It's all about me. And the Eibishter loves that. It's all about me. The Eibishter loves that. Yeah. Says the Rebbe al Derech Zayuvan bin Yonenu, the Tinik Shabi Yisrael, a Yiddish kid. The moment he's born, he's a Yid. Va'adarab, at the moment that he's born, there's something absolute about this favoritism. Yesh bei mitzias hachein. The Eibishter favors him. And there's a nesias upon him. He sees nobody else but him. Ubedarga chi nailas, on the highest level of Yisrael, Malko b'chidoi, the madrega of Yisrael, imchadim ha'atzmos. Why? Let's use colloquial. There's more emes in Sheker HaChaim than in all the emes HaChaim. Because it's one way, the Eivish that favored us. And this is the third idea in the Maimed that the Rebbe adds to the Maimed of the Rebbe Rashab. Says the Rebbe Bazeh, Yuvan Inyanai Rabba Vedas Adam, which teaches us a practical lesson. Shetzarach Lisasi Gamma Me'elim Vayyan, can you waste your time with a baby that's a month old, 2 months old? They're not even going to remember. You concern yourself with what they look at before they're born and in the cradle. They're not even going to remember. You should know there is Atzmus and Hus in that little baby. Okay, no, as fake Dushas Medi Vachami Ad Munzi, then the Fiyadik Rebbe, the Rebbe taught us. By days, a boy in Lakiyam Ayyid, you come to the fulfillment of the prophecy, and it's on him needing borders. It's on him needing to begin to see sprouts growing out of the ground. Ace, Azami, the gear, the time for the pruning came. The Kela Teir Nishma Batsenu, the sound of the Teir, is heard in our land. Kebevua Bezeir Betrilasi, that Nitzonim, Nidim Ba'orat, is Tineke Shabasab, and babies. By day, Tineke Shabasab, and Ace Azomir, the gear, translates, the Rebbe Zomir, Miloshan Azamir, Ritzim Lahashbasei, and Misnaki to defeat enemies. And the Rebbe says, you know why children, infants, are the best one to defeat enemies? Because in little children, you see the emes of Sheker Achein. And the emes of Sheker Achein is more emes than any emes Achein.